This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So prolonged antibiotic use has been now tied to colon polyps. They say taking antibiotics for an extended period in early to middle adulthood may increase your risk of growing precancerous growths in your colon. Now, this is according to a large study. What they did is they looked at women who took antibiotics for 2 weeks or more in their 20s through their 50s and found them to have more likely colon lesions in their 60s than women who never took antibiotics for an extended period of time. If not removed, these polyps or adenomas can eventually grow into colon cancer. According to Dr. Andrew Chan, this suggests that alterations in the naturally occurring bacteria that live in one's intestine caused by antibiotics might predispose individuals to colorectal cancer. So you have bacteria in your colon. This bacteria colonizes and sets up camp, sets up shop. There's neighborhoods. There's obviously colonies, villages, right? They probably have a couple Walmarts in there, maybe even a Walmart superstore, maybe a gas station. This is their home. Bacteria, they like being in the colon. And you got a long colon. I mean, so for bacteria, that's like, you know, I don't know, seven worlds. Right? You got the right colon, you got, you know, the ascending, the transverse, the descending, the sigmoid, before you get into the rectum and the anus, etc. So there's a lot of territory there that these bacteria have. So here's your home. They have highways, they have, you know, all the things that they like to do. Yeah, mind you, there's poop and things like that that come and try to wash it away. But the bacteria are good. They're like, hey, you know what, my home's good. Is your home good? Yeah, my hut's good. But then you take an antibiotic. And when you take an antibiotic, the antibiotic kills bacteria. It kills their buddies. Kills their mommy. Kills their kids. Kills their neighbors. Now, these bacteria, they get grumpy. Right? And they have to now regrow, and they have to propagate again, because that's their job. Their job is to be in the colon and live and propagate and do whatever their bacteria do. So when you take an antibiotic, and you take it for more than 2 weeks, you may be killing off certain bugs and maybe certain species of bugs that may be protective of that environment. A lot of times our bacteria protect us. Right? They don't want to, but they do. And we're like, look, we'll feed you poop and we'll feed you, right? You know, and let you deal with the, you know, all the, I don't know, gastric secretions that you need to live as long as you do what I need, right? As long as I'm alive, you're alive. And the bacteria are like, you know what? That sounds like a good deal to me. What about you, Joe? Huh? If we let her live, then we live. Yeah, fine, because I'm not moving. I'm not going to nobody else's butt. All right, you know what? It's a deal, Dahlia, it's a deal. So I have a very symbiotic relationship with the bacteria in my bowels. I do. I talk to them at night. I'm like, how are you guys doing? They're like, we're fine. And so, yeah, I'm like, do you guys want more chocolate? No, not more chocolate, we want vegetables. Well, who the hell are you? I don't like vegetables, I like chocolate. You suck! So anyway, I have these conversations with the bacteria in my bowel all the time. But if I take an antibiotic, that could really mess them up. So if in this study, they think that certain bacteria that get wiped out by the antibiotics were what was protecting you from colon cancer, that's an issue. All right. But again, we're talking about extended, like, you know, I'm not saying just a Z-pack. We're talking about more than 2 weeks, which could also mean if you were in the hospital for an extended period of time, when would you need to be on antibiotics for more than 2 weeks? Right? Well, for non-healthy individuals, those who were sick, obviously pneumonias, real bad pneumonias, sepsis, let's say you had an appendicitis that ruptured. Let's say you have, there's a whole variety of, you know, skin infections, cellulitis, et cetera. Let's say you had a otitis media. Let's say you had an ear infection that just wasn't going away. So you had to take it for 10 to 14 days, right? But what I want to know is, what about teenagers that take antibiotics for acne? I remember when I was younger, they gave me, what was it? It wasn't erythromycin, I don't think. Maybe, no, it wasn't erythromycin. But there was an antibiotic that, tetracycline. And you would be on tetracycline for months. I'm wondering if that could be an issue, because remember how many of us were put on antibiotics for acne? All right, so anyway, they said he cautioned that the study, Dr. Andrew Chan said we should not worry individuals who need to take antibiotics for clear medical reasons. Obviously, you have sepsis, you have pneumonia, that's worse. He cautioned that the study cannot prove that long-term antibiotic use was the cause of the polyps, only that the two seem to be associated. And though the study was limited to women, the link likely also holds true for men. Yeah, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. More, he didn't say that. That's not a direct quote of Dr. Chan. Okay, that's my quote. That's a Dr. Dahlia quote. More research needs to be done to understand the interaction between alterations in one's gut bacteria and future risk of colorectal cancer. Antibiotics disrupt the diversity and number of bacteria in the gut or microbiome. They also reduce resistance to toxic bacteria. All of this might play a role in the development of precancerous growths, according to Chan. So, bacteria that require antibiotics cause inflammation. Chan and his colleagues collected data of 16,000 women who were 6 years old in the Nurses' Health Study. The women provided a history of antibiotic use. And, you know, women are pretty good with that. I mean, women, they have records of everything, or they have memories. I remember my last yeast infection. I mean, I am like really, really on top of that stuff. That's why there was a women's health initiative. Do you ever hear of a man's health initiative? No, because men are like, you want me to tell you what I did with my poops? Get out of here. Well, man, it's none of your business. Come on, get out of here. Go. But women are like, okay, so I had this bowel movement, and then I had my period, and then I had this yeast infection, and then I had this, and then I used a douche, and then I used this. You know, guys are like, you know what? I wipe my butt with toilet paper, and I'm left. What, you want to study something? Study that. That's why we don't have a men's health initiative. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you're going to see a bunch of headlines today saying more than 20% of patients who see their primary care doctor are misdiagnosed. Okay, and to that, I say blow it out your sigmoid. Let me tell you what they found, and then I will, of course, give my opinion on this, okay? I cannot stand the term misdiagnosed, because that's when people say, all right, I want to sue. But we do have an issue of less tests being run and it being a little harder to diagnose things like we were able to do pre-Obamacare. So that is something we do need to talk about. But let's first give you what Mayo Clinic found, okay? Research from the Mayo Clinic found that nearly 88% of patients seeking a second opinion go home with a new diagnosis. Researchers examined records of 286 patients referred by their primary care doctor to the Mayo Clinic's General Internal Medicine Division in Rochester, Minnesota, over a two-year period from January 1, 2009 to December 31, 2010. The referring diagnosis was compared to the final diagnosis to find the amount of consistency between them and the level of diagnostic error. Results showed only 12% of the cases had diagnoses confirmed, 21% of the diagnoses were completely changed, and 66% of patients received a refined or redefined diagnosis. According to James Nasons, a healthcare policy researcher at Mayo Clinic, he said in a press release, effective and efficient treatment depends on the right diagnosis. Knowing that more than one out of every five referral patients may be completely and incorrectly diagnosed is troubling, not only because of the safety risks for these patients prior to correct diagnoses, but also because of the patients we assume are not being referred at all. So if you think somebody is having, let's say, irritable bowel, you're like, it's just irritable bowel, he's not having anything serious, he's not having colon cancer, you know, why am I going to, refer him to GI, gastroenterology for colonoscopy? You could be missing a colon cancer. If you say, you know what, the person has chronic fatigue, she says she's tired all the time, right? Her sister has chronic fatigue. It's chronic fatigue. I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of insurance companies' money, right, or Obamacare subsidies on looking at this woman's, fatigue if it's just chronic fatigue. Yet that chronic fatigue ends up being some myelodysplastic issue or an early blood cancer or, you see? So, anyway, they said several factors may contribute, according to UPI, to the amount of misdiagnoses. They say referrals are often limited because health insurers limit access to care outside of their network to keep healthcare costs down. Primary care providers may also be overtly confident in their diagnostic expertise than warranted, and patients may not have the knowledge or confidence to request a second opinion. They say this may prevent identification of diagnostic error and could lead to treatment delays, complications, leading to more costly treatments, or even patient harm or death. We want to encourage second opinions when the provider is not certain. So the researchers said, based on the study, more attention and focus need to be placed on the pervasiveness of diagnostic errors. They said total diagnostic costs for cases resulting in different final diagnoses were a lot higher than those for confirmed or redefined diagnoses. That's right. So if I'm sitting there looking at headaches and I'm calling them migraines and it ends up being the tumor, if I would have started down the path earlier, that would have been cheaper. Or somebody, let's say, having, chest pain, and you think, oh, okay, it's costochondritis, inflammation of the cartilage, right? Within the sternum and the rib cage. And then, unfortunately, it actually is angina, vasospasm of the coronary arteries. Then they have to pivot, and they have to basically start from scratch again. So what could be going on here? And we're going to have to be kind of matter of fact, okay, with some of the things that we're going to talk about, all right? I don't want anybody saying, oh, we can't talk about that because that's rude or it may not be politically correct. We need to identify what the hell is going on, and it's not all Obamacare. As much as I would like to blame it as that, Obamacare isn't 100% to blame. It's about maybe 99.999% to blame, but it's not 100% to blame. And the reason why is we were having issues with costs and diagnoses before Obamacare. And doctors did not want to get sued, and so they wanted to make sure they were 100% correct. So, if you want to make sure you are 100% correct, that headache is only migraines, even though you'll never be 100% correct, I'm going to get you an MRI. You're having headaches, you're having migraines, I'm going to make sure you have an MRI. So I know you don't have a tumor, you don't have a tumor, and then we could call it migraines. Now, should everybody who has a headache get an MRI? No, absolutely not. But do the neurologists, if you come in with headaches, order an MRI? Absolutely. Most of them will order an MRI. They're the neurologists. They're supposed to figure out why you're having headaches and continual headaches. Now, the average person doesn't walk into a neurologist's office for, yeah, I get headaches once in a while. You know, the person going to a neurologist has chronic headaches or has symptoms that warrants them to order that test. But a lot of primary care doctors, when the lawsuits were crazy and St. Paul pulled out of malpractice and there were all sorts of other issues going on, what ended up happening was, you know, we saw people get sued because they missed a brain tumor. And it's not that they missed it because they didn't think about it. They, you know, they wanted to order a scan, but the patient didn't have insurance or, you know, they're like, look, you know, you need a scan, you know, but I understand how, you know, if you don't want to pay for one. But a scan could be good. Then once we saw people get sued, and I saw one of my good friends get sued for that same reason, I'm like, you know what? You're getting a scan. If these headaches do not go away, right, and you have to continually take medication for your headaches, you are getting a scan. I don't care. Right? And yes, we did pick up on tumors. We did pick up on things. Did everybody have a tumor? No. Most of the MRIs came back normal. So in the 2000s, the early, you know, 2000s or the first decade of the century, a lot of us ran tests. And they were not unnecessary tests. They were, we want to make sure. Well, now we have Obamacare. And insurance companies, you know, don't want you running the tests. They are not going to approve the tests. They have to take people with pre-existing conditions. So they want to make sure that they spend as little money as possible. So you want an MRI, it was not going to get approved unless the insurance company said it was approved. So you're like, okay, you know what? I really don't know why you're having headaches. Right? You say you have ringing in the ears, but you said you've always had ringing in the ears. So you could have an acoustic neuroma. You may not. I don't know. Your insurance doesn't want you to get an MRI. So I'm going to send you to Mayo Clinic to have them figure it out. Diagnoses headaches. And then Mayo Clinic sees a patient. It's like, yeah, what's an acoustic neuroma? That's why they're having the ring in the ears. That's why they're having the, I know. That's why they're hearing the pulsations in the ear. But we didn't get the MRI. So that could be an issue. Now, another issue. And I hate to bring this up because I don't know how to do that without insulting anybody. But I always thought, because I did not go to Harvard, right, that if there was a doctor who went to Harvard or a doctor that went to a fancy school, they were going to be better than me. And I went to UNR School of Medicine, and then I did my last year at UCLA. And I can't tell you how many misses I picked up from other doctors. Doctors that had no idea their patient was about to have a heart attack or an aneurysm rupture. And I saw doctors say that a patient was fine. And I'm like, but he's not. There's something wrong. We not need to go on the hunt. Right? We need to dig deeper. Now, I don't know if those doctors were busy. I don't know if those other doctors were just plain stupid. I don't know. But I learned, and that's one thing I'm teaching my students, is don't think just because a doctor might have trained at one of the fanciest, most expensive universities out there that they're the best doctor ever. There are going to be doctors out there that will miss things. We're all human. And there's going to be some of us that will just realize, you know what? You don't stop hiccuping. If you can't stop hiccuping, that could be a heart attack. And, you know, yes, it would have been good if, you know, everybody learned the exact same thing in medical school. But no, each school is different. So the one thing I'm concerned about is maybe we are not seeing very, getting influxes of providers, or we're somehow having more providers enter our systems that just don't seem to be as sharp as they once were. And maybe they are misdiagnosing. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 1 in 10 pregnant women with confirmed Zika will have a fetus or baby with Zika-related complications, according to the CDC from 2016. They say the findings are based on the U.S. Zika Pregnancy Registry, which was established last year to track Zika among pregnant women in the U.S. and its territories, except Puerto Rico, which has a separate registry. The report included all 972 completed pregnancies from January through December 2016. Birth defects were reported in 5% or 51 of the pregnancies with laboratory evidence of possible Zika infection, including 6 pregnancy losses that may have been due to miscarriage, stillbirth, or termination. The number climbs to 10% when looking at women with confirmed Zika infections. Birth defects were reported in 15% of women who became infected with the virus during the first 3 months of pregnancy, which is the first trimester. This is in line with reports indicating that the infection during the earlier part of pregnancy poses a greater risk to the fetus. Now, we've talked about these birth defects last year. Microcephaly, loss of tone. The microcephaly is where they don't have a skull big enough to house their brain. But many times the brain didn't develop well as well. So not having a proper brain development also messes with their spinal cord. And obviously they have issues with walking and feeding and moving and swallowing. And there's this whole now congenital syndrome that a baby with Zika could have. According to Dr. Ange Shushat, we are still learning about the range of birth defects. We've seen it could cause vision, hearing, brain problems, etc. Babies could have seizures, restricted joint movement, feeding difficulties, trouble sitting up, and inconsolable crying. And what's really scary is some of these babies will be born with normal-sized head. They look good. So moms are like, whew, we're out of the clear. Unfortunately, some of these babies, as the months progress, will then start to show their symptoms. So right now it's critical that all babies, be screened. Born to women who may have been infected while pregnant, also including brain imaging with ultrasound or CT scan recommended by the CT. Now, they say this new report found that only 24% of children of women who might have been infected during pregnancy were given brain scans after they were born. You wouldn't CAT scan them while mom was pregnant. You'd scan them after the kid was born. So they say they don't have brain imaging results for most babies captured by the registry, so their numbers may be low. So they may have an underreporting of issues. Identifying these babies as soon as possible after birth is important to ensure they receive the best care possible. They say the care is estimated to cost up to $10 million in infants who survive into adulthood. So the CDC reported that the proportion of Zika-related birth defects last year was nearly 20 times higher than what was seen during the pre-Zika years. And the Zika pregnancy registry includes all 50 states. Pregnancies in this new report were only reported in 44 states. So we have 51 birth defects reported as of yesterday. And these were cases in which the mothers were infected while traveling to areas where the virus was endemic. So Belize, Barbados, Brazil, Cape Verde, Colombia, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Guyana, Haiti, Honduras, Jamaica, Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Marshall Islands, and Venezuela. So Shushat noted that where a person becomes infected has no impact on Zika-related pregnancy complications. So let's say you went to the Brazil Olympics, you went to the Rio Olympics, and you came back, and you think that you contracted Zika. It's not going to be any worse than if you got it when you were in Puerto Rico or Venezuela, okay? Every mosquito bite carries a risk. So what we have to do is we have to prevent mosquito bites, which we're going to talk about a little bit. Now, right now, how many cases have been reported? So where are we with Zika right now? More than 5,100 cases of the virus have been reported in the continental U.S. and Hawaii. Only a couple hundred cases of local transmission. Excuse me, sorry, I got hiccups. Only a couple hundred cases of local transmission have been reported. So what does that mean? That means the majority of these cases were those that traveled somewhere, got Zika, came back to the States. Local transmission is where a mosquito is on our soil, biting you and giving you the Zika. All right? Also, a local transmission could include having sex with somebody that has Zika. Because remember, Zika is transmitted through sexual fluids. Shushat noted that 30 to 40% of pregnant women are reported to the Zika registry each week. 30 to 40 are being reported each week. As of March 14th, which has the most recent data available, so from a few weeks ago, the registry counts 1,600 women in the U.S. and its territories other than Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has its own registry, remember. So the CDC counts 1,200 completed pregnancies without known birth defects. 54 babies, however, with Zika-related birth defects, and 7 pregnancy-related losses since the registry began last year. There are currently 389 women currently pregnant that have been exposed to Zika right now on the registry being watched. So I don't know. One of you asked, are abortions included in this? Do we have the numbers of those who found out they had Zika and decided to get an abortion? I don't think so. I don't think those numbers are in this. So we'll keep you posted, but that's still significant. But 54 babies, that's a lot. Now, it's not the thousands like we saw what happened with Brazil, but still, 54, that's kind of scary. So now we're being told, and I'm seeing this report coming out of Fox News, mosquitoes and ticks are coming for us this summer. America's about to be hit with a major infestation of ticks and mosquitoes, with the National Pest Management Association's chief entomologist predicting a, quote, pretty buggy spring and summer. Popular Science reports this year's unusually warm winter, the sixth warmest ever recorded in the U.S., so that means an insect boom is likely in most states. Remember, we had a lot of moisture. This is El Nino year gave, you know, helped relieve a lot of drought conditions. A lot of us loved the rain. Some of us were really scared to death because in the Southwest with the drought. Unfortunately, with more moisture, more puddles, more rain. I mean, I had a thunderstorm where I lived. This was, I think, 2 days ago. It was really sunny. All of a sudden, I'm hearing some real strange sounds coming from my office. It sounds like a thunderstorm. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no thunderstorm. That must be something wrong with the air conditioning. I go outside, and we are talking lightning, thunder, rain, and already flooding in the parking lot. Then, when I left for work, it was sunny again. I'm like, what? What's going on here? So we're getting dumps of rain. With that come mosquitoes. And even though the Southwest is not a big, you know, area for mosquitoes, we may see some changes because of what happened this year. Now, according to a pest control expert in Rhode Island, he says you need a better cold, you need a bitter cold to kill them off, he tells the Providence Journal. That did not happen this winter. And a predicted warm and wet spring is not going to help anything. The National Pest Management Association recently released its bug barometer, which predicts unusually plentiful ticks and mosquitoes in most of the country. The Pacific Northwest, they said, will be spared from those pests, but could see more ants, we're being told. So if you live in Oregon or Washington, there could be more ants. A wet spring could also send cockroaches scurrying for shelter in people's homes in the Southwest. Oh, we get cockroaches all the time. I just let the cats play with them. You know, I'm like, you know, go have fun. And they don't know what to do with them. They just sit there and watch them, and then they tap them. And then they go the other way, and then they, you know, they play with them like they're a little toy. And I'm like, you know what, just let the cockroach go outside then. I mean, you know, either get rid of it for us or do something. My cat, they're really useless animals. I mean, I love my cats and dogs, but honestly, they just sit there and stink up the house. I just don't get it. They say a wet spring could also send cockroaches. They already said that. According to the Outside Magazine, one of the biggest worries is Lyme disease carrying ticks. Lyme disease, you see that in the Northeast. Hiking season on the Appalachian Trail. So we're going to be concerned about Lyme disease. You get this rash, kind of looks like a target lesion or a bullseye. And unfortunately, Lyme could cause a variety of issues with your heart, neurological system, arthritis, et cetera. They say climate change could mean this is all the new normal. So remember, wear long sleeves, tuck your pants into your socks, avoid bright colors, avoid being out at dusk and dawn when the mosquitoes are more amorous. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like Payless has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It will close nearly 400 stores as it struggles to compete with online retailers. Apparently, the stores are going to close as part of a debt restructuring deal. We talked about how they were trying to avoid bankruptcy a few weeks ago. And it's a Kansas-based chain that was found back in 1956. operates about 4,400 stores in 30 countries, including 3,600 in North America. So even though 400 stores is a small bite of their empire, it's huge in terms of the amount of jobs that could be lost. Apparently, the discount shoe chain has filed, for Chapter 11 protection with less than $1 billion in assets and $10 billion in liabilities. Payless was in talks for months over a restructuring plan that suggested closing 1,000 stores, which is about a quarter of then their company's locations. So they tried to stem the bleeding, but more closures are virtually inevitable. The company currently employs 22,000 people across 4,400 stores in 30 countries. Payless CEO W. Paul Jones said that a challenging retail environment led to the bankruptcy proceedings. This is a difficult but necessary decision driven by the continued challenges of the retail environment, which will only intensify. We will build a stronger Payless for our customers, vendors and suppliers, associate business partners, and other stakeholders. Now, remember, Macy's, Sears, JCPenney, Kmart have all announced closures this year. Again, what is the problem? We've talked about this. You cannot compete with online sales. I don't have time to go into a store, see what the price is, and go, you know what? But I want to go across the street and see if that other store is cheaper. So I go online, and I Google something, and then all I have to do is hit shopping. You know how you have that bar up there where it says news and images and maps and videos? I hit shopping. And then it gives me all the price comparisons. Now, I know some of them can be manipulated. I know certain people pay to be higher on the Google search than others. I get that that exists out there. I don't know what that is because I was asked, look, you know, if you want Dr. Dolly to show to come up first, I go, what other doctor is on air like me? Who am I competing against? There's nobody else of course my show is going to come up first anyway. So I didn't need to pay for that. What about, you know, you as a doctor? Why don't you want your medical office to come up first? No, we're already slammed to the gill. We're so busy. We don't need to advertise on Google. We were very lucky. However, for other stores that are competing with each other, they're not so lucky. So what ends up happening is certain stores that offer something $1 or $2 cheaper will get the click. And then as long as it shows up in that search, they get then the business. As long as they have free shipping, as long as there are coupon codes, that's why you got to make sure you have coupon codes, because that's what I do. I'll Google, before I buy anything online, I will Google a coupon code, whether it be for a restaurant, whether it be whatever. And sometimes there are coupon codes that are out there. I guess there's these sites like Retail Me Not or Groupon or whatever, where if there are codes like, 2017 gift or Xmas for Christmas or whatever, there's certain codes that stores will put when they sell. You know, like I have a code for learnhealthspanish.com. For those of you guys that want, to learn medical Spanish, you know, we have in there a code DDW, and that gives you a discount. So I don't know if that would be under, probably wouldn't be under a Retail Me Not, but somebody's like, well, you know what, I want to purchase this, medical Spanish course, you know, but I want to save money. You just Google gift code, and that gift code will come up if it somehow was ever on Google. So we have to input that these gift codes will give this discount anytime somebody puts in that code. So you might as well take advantage of that. So these stores, they can't compete. All right, now Payless, usually with a shoe store, you would think you want to go in, you want to try a pair of shoes before you buy it. That's not happening anymore. Now what's happening is you could buy shoes online. If you don't like it, you could ship it back for free. And they'll send you another pair. Now for a lot of us, we're like, nah, I want to bring in the dress that I'm wearing. I want to match it up with the suit. I just want to see if the shoes look good. Nah. So a lot of us are old school, but not the new people. The new ones that are loving these, the way you could shop. They do not want to walk into a store anymore. We're too busy. If I'm sitting on the computer, I want to shop online. And that's what people are doing. They're shopping online. So now Payless, rather than competing with a store around the block or across the street, they used to have no competition in certain areas of the country. Now people are competing with them every second of the day. And that's frustrating for a company. And the reason why I freak out about Payless, just like with Macy's closing and Sears and, oh, I mean, a lot of Macy's stores closing and JCPenney, et cetera. The reason why I freak out about that is many strip malls, Payless may be their anchor. That's usually the biggest store, with the exception of a grocery store. Remember we talked about how there's Amazon is going to start diving into groceries. So if they start diving into groceries and getting those ready and where you could drive your car and pick up, that's a problem. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Researchers are exploring the possibility of potentially treating post-traumatic stress disorder with an antibiotic that is specifically designed to, I guess it's a trial, that they think is showing promising results. The study is led by British and Swiss scientists that involved 76 healthy volunteers and a common antibiotic named doxycycline. During the trial, volunteers were given either the antibiotic or a placebo pill, with those who received doxycycline reporting a 60% lower fear response than those who did not. Researchers said the pill works to disrupt the formation of negative thoughts and fears in the brain. We're talking about an antibiotic. And it blocks certain proteins outside of the nerve cells, which are needed to form memories. According to Dominique Bach, a professor at University College London at the University of Zurich, we have demonstrated a proof of principle for an early new treatment strategy for PTSD. So the volunteers were given the antibiotic, or placebo, and placed in front of a computer that would flash either blue or red. One of the colors was associated with a 50% chance of receiving a painful electric shock. After 160 flashes with color in random order, participants were aware of which color was associated with the shock. A week later, the experiment was repeated with no medication and the shocks were replaced by loud sounds. Researchers measured the fear responses by tracking eye blinks and calculated fear memory by subtracting the baseline startle response from the response to the sound when the bad color appeared. The fear response was calculated to be 60% lower in patients that received doxycycline, but other cognitive measures like sensory, memory, attention were not affected. So the doxycycline didn't hurt the other stuff. So, you know, doxycycline is an antibiotic that people can take long term. People have been taking doxycycline for a variety of skin issues, rosacea, Lyme. You know, there's doxycycline is a very well tolerated and a very well long term tolerated medication. I know we just about a half hour ago talked about long-term antibiotic use and colon polyps, but that's the problem with science. Everything, you know, what looks good in one, you know, study looks bad in another. But, you know, if you have somebody with post-traumatic stress disorder, you start treating them with doxycycline and they have less effects, that could be pretty cool as long as long-term antibiotic use doesn't hurt them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we have a dad who has been diagnosed with breast cancer for a third time. He had a mastectomy more than a decade ago. All right? This is crazy. His name is Stuart Weaver. He was initially diagnosed with breast cancer 12 years ago. Now he's battling lung cancer after a persistent cough turned out to be a symptom of the disease returning. 12 years ago, his first diagnosis was confirmed when his wife felt a lump on his chest. All right, well, prayers to him. I hope he can get through this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.